Hey, good morning, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 245. We're in Simen Sadi, Sif Yud Ches. Okay, we'll move on to Bezrat Hashem to page 246. We will not finish all that page 246 today, but here we go. Says the Mechaber over here, based on the Gemara, that says the Makom that Kadosh Baruch Hu is fine is the Sharim Tzuvim Ba'alacha, is the place where there's Limud Torah. And the Gemara learns out from over there that it's even more Kadosh as a base Medrash than a base Knesset. And therefore, the Mechaber Paskins over here, base a Medrash. Kavua, Kodesh, Yotur, base a Knesset. A base Medrash Kavua, where people learn Torah, is even more Kadosh than a base Knesset. Mitzvah litpal bo Yotur, base Knesset. And therefore, it is a greater mitzvah to daven in a place that is Limud Torah than in a base Knesset. Although we learned earlier on that a base Knesset is the best place to daven, we see a base Medrash is even more preferable than a base Knesset. But on condition, says the Mechaber, Vahushi yitpal al biyud. That's only on condition that you daven with the minion. Okay, so over here the Mechaber is passing that even though a base medrash is better than davening a base Knesset, it's only if you're going to have a minion. Dahainu, the kedusha of a base medrash does not override davening with the minion. It only overrides, as the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, as we learned early on, Rovam Hajis Melech. And Mishnah Berurah Mesiv Katan and Hey, he says Vafilu im base Knesset, Ika Rov Am Hajis Melech. Even the base Knesset has more people davening. And therefore, there's a more hider based on Rova Majus Melech Mikom Makom Beis Medrash Adif. Nevertheless, the Beis Medrash is going to be preferable. Okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah says V'hani Mili Mili Shalomid Bo Ukedoy Shle Yivato Milibro Leilcha Beis Knesset Abalavachi Rov Am Hadif Kain Katov Rav Bima Gadim. Rav Gadim seems to say a big chiddush over here. We'll soon see that it's not as big as he seems to say. He says it's only someone who learns in the Beis Medrash. If you don't learn in the Beis Medrash, then you wouldn't have this great priority of a base medrash over a base Knesset in place of Rov Am. But then he says, the Mishnah Berurah, V'nir HaPashut is a dafka base medrash kavu l'yachid l'ilmod. That's only in a private base medrash. If it's a private base medrash, only if you learn there to daven with a minion, that would be preferable. And if you didn't learn there, then go to the base Knesset. However, a private base medrash is not as great. But if it's a base medrash for the rabbim, it's a large base medrash where people go and learn Torah, then it's even preferable for someone even who does not learn there. Even if he does not learn there at all, preferable to go to there. Okay, obviously this is all, once again, when things are equal. You know, if the minion that is going to work in your schedule is going to be the base Knesset, not the base Medrash, so you go to the base Knesset. If you have two minyanim, and one, they both work into your schedule, and one, even though has less people davening there, is a base Medrash, is better to daven in a base Medrash than a base Knesset. Okay, so that's the pshat over here, according to the Mechaber. Now the Ramah brings in that it's possible in certain times even a base medrash is going to be better than what? Even better than a minion. It says, if it's your base medrash, it's even better than davening with a minion. However, halach lamais, it's not so true nowadays, because he says in the Ramah, this is only someone who has the getter of Torasu Munoso, and he's not going to mizmato ever from his Limud Torah. Without this, for this type of guy, for him, it's going to be a base medrash, even though without a minion, is going to be preferable. But as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal Reit writes over here, it's found in the back of the Krach, in Dibur Maslo, Shetorasu Munoso, after we see the gather over here, we're saying it's not so shy for that many people nowadays. Says Rav Nevin Sal over here in Dibur HaMaskel, Shetaraso, HaGeder Shal Misha Taraso Munoso, Hu Adam She'ein Lo Pnai L'Shum Davar Milvad Limud Torah. He doesn't think about anything, he does not have any other things in his life except for Limud Torah. Ve'ein Zem Matsui Kol Kach Etzleinu, says Rav Nevin Sal, that is not Matsui Kol Kach Etzleinu to have someone on this darga of Taraso Munoso. All he does is think about Torah, he doesn't have any other things in his day except for Limud Torah and nothing else. That is a person who has the right to go ahead and daven biyachidus in a base medrash. But for the Rov Am, for most people, the majority of people, this would not be a heter for them to daven biyachidus in a base medrash, even if it's their makom kavua for Limud Torah. Then the Ramah says like this, v'afilu achi lo yergil atzmo lasoskin, even for the person who's terasa menaso, he still has to have realized that he can't look at halacha in a box, and even though for him it's preferable for daven biyachidus, it is makom to learn not to mevatel from his limud. You should not do it all the time. Why? Because what's going to happen? The Amoratzim, they don't know halacha, they don't know the cheshbonos over here, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sivkatan and Zion. He says over here, Ki lo yidinu lekav schos, the Amoratzim are not going to be done. This Talmud Chacham lekav schos, litloto. They're not going to say because of his Limud Torah, that's why he's davening biyachidus. Rak yomer shenu choshes letfila, think this guy thinks he's better than other people, and his learning is more important, and his Torah, his tefillah, is not such an important thing. They'll say, if this guy, who's such a Talmud Chacham, only thinks about learning Torah all day, he doesn't daven with the minyan. He does not so choshes for tefillah, b'tzibor, so therefore I also don't have to do it. And therefore the Amoratzim are going to learn from him, and therefore he should not do it. B'kfias, and that's the general mussar. In general, we're making other cheshbonos of do things that are against the tzibor sometimes. We always have to think, what are people going to learn from this? Especially, we have to realize, we are role models. We come back from Eretz Yisrael, you come to be role models, and you're in terms of limud, and you're in limud, and you're a person who's yerushimah. You're always a role model, and therefore people are always looking, and they don't always know to don the kaschos, so you also have to take that into cheshbon also. So then the Ramaz says, the kol shekein. If this is true, that when you're outside in the own base medish, you have to worry about what people are going to think, and they're going to think that tefillah is not so important. Kol shekein lo shelo yasuk b'torah b'beis haknesses. You should not learn Torah in the base knesses. Bizman shat tzibor omrim tzichos tchinos. If the tzibor is saying tzichos tchinos, whatever they might be saying in the tzibor, and you say my learning Torah is more important, therefore I am going to learn Torah instead of doing what the tzibor is doing. That is a kol shekein, you should not do it. Why? Because once again, the Amoratzim are going to say, look, what we're doing in Shul is not so important. It happens to be for the Rovam. Maybe this is more important because they're not, their shaykh with Limud Torah is not as great as this guy. But therefore, this guy should not go ahead and learn, because people are going to learn, they're going to learn from him that this what they're doing in Shul is not so important. And they're not going to daven. And they're also not going to learn. And therefore, he has to make a cheshbon not to be involved with other things while the tzibor is davening. Does this mean that we can never learn? We finish Pesukei Dezimra, and we're waiting for the tzibur. We can't learn because people are going to learn from us and think we're not davening. So the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down a Mamar Mordechai that says no. Says the Mamar Mordechai in Sivkata Nun Ches. It says, Kata B'sefer Mamar Mordechai. Du Mekfarit Palel. If he's already davened, Ve'enu Momit Sham Elo La'anos HaKadishim V'Akdushos Me'otam Sheporsim Al Shema'o Shechozim Kol HaTfila Osik B'Torah Ve'enu Choshech. Choshech, he does not have to worry. The Hainu, if he is there, he's already davened. Okay, and he's just there to learn Torah and to listen to Kaddish and Kedusha. That's why he's sitting there in the base Knesset. He does not have to worry about that because he's already filled his Chiyuv Tefillah. Why exactly? We're not worried that they're still going to be not down the Kaddish. He does not explain over here, but that's what's in the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. And therefore, also, if you've already diving Pesukei Dezimra, you're anyways going to be diving the Tzibur afterwards. You've already diving the Chora. Also over here, it is going to absolutely Motor Marina Ravina Ravinsal always learns also after he's done with Pesukei Dezimra. Other times when he's waiting for the Tzibur, he'll go ahead and learn because he's Osek with the Tzibur in general also. He's not skipping what the Tzibur is saying. He's already said that, and therefore it will be a heter to continue learning. Now, this is one of the most famous halachas that we're going to do, because this is something that a very, very important ha'ara that Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinsal brings down over here. It's something that is quoted a lot over here for the end of the piece. But the whole piece is an unbelievable piece, and I want to go through each piece over here. Listen to this words, okay? It's tremendous musar, okay? And think about what Rabbeinu Nevinsal says and all the applications that come out of it. Listen to his words. In the back of the krach, in Dibur Masl Kadosh Yoter, he's going on the fact that he buzzes this paskin, David in the base medrash and then a set of base knesses, because it has more kedusha. So if I had the question, so what? It has more kedusha, therefore I have to daven there. Says Rav Nevinsal the following: Mitzvah nasis b'makom kadosh chashuva yoter me'asher ota mitzvah b'makom pachot kadosh. A mitzvah that is done in a place that is a makom kadosh is a greater mitzvah than a mitzvah that is done in a less kadosh makom. Okay, so therefore, davening in a shul is going to have more kedusha than davening in your home, because your home has less kedusha than the base knesses. And therefore, davening in a base medrash is going to have more kedusha than davening in a base knesses. He'll point that out soon. V'chein, mitzvah nasis bizman kadosh, chashuv yoter me'asher oto mitzvah bizman acher. A mitzvah that is done at a time of kedusha then is a greater mitzvah than something that has pachot kedusha. Therefore, a mitzvah that is done on Shabbos is going to have more kedusha than in a mitzvah that is done during the week. V'chein, mitzvah nasis al yidei adam kadosh. A mitzvah that is performed by an adam kadosh, chashuva yoter me'asher minas al yidei adam pachot mizeh. A person who's on a greater level has more kedusha. His mitzvah is valued more than a person who has less kedusha. Then he goes on. He says like this: mitzvah hanasis be'eretz Yisrael, a mitzvah that is done in Eretz Yisrael. He mitzvah amitit yoter mi mitzvah nasis bechutz aretz. A mitzvah that is done in Eretz Yisrael, that is a true mitzvah, and has more kedusha than one it is done in chutz aretz. A makom kadosh versus a makom sheina kadosh. Why? Then he says like this: ki bechutz aretz kiyum a mitzvah sirak v'chinas atziv l'chatzionim kideperish k'moshe katov Rashi v'Ramban. Rashi and Rabban hold that the mitzvahs that are done in chutz aretz, listen very careful not to misunderstand this, mitzvahs done in chutz aretz are tzivul chatzionim, which means they're like markers to remind us when we're going to do the real mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to forget the mitzvahs, and therefore we continue doing them in chutz aretz. But they're not on the same level. But the Rebbe says, after gam chiyuv b'chinas tzivul chatzionim hu chiyuv daraisa, don't think then. Like some people want to say it's not a late level of daraisa, it's still chayiv midaraisa. The chiyuv daraisa is a different type of chiyuv than my chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael. It's a chiyuv daraisa to continue doing the mitzvahs to remind myself that I'm going to be able to continue mitzvahs when I come to the real place in Eretz Yisrael, where the real place of doing mitzvahs. And then he says like this: avodasa bori amititi rak Eretz Yisrael. Real, true avodas Hashem, the real place in Eretz Yisrael. Ubechutzar tzechas v'shalom b'chinas ovde avodazara b'tahara. Okay, it's like b'chinas someone who lives in chutz aretz, like the Gemara in Ksuba says, anyone who lives in chutz aretz, kimisha in lalalka, it's like someone who does not believe in God. Okay, it's ki'ilu. It's not as if, it's not exactly, but the fact that we have Eretz Yisrael, that's the real place where we're supposed to mekayim its mitzvahs. Then he says like this: v'nistapakt, I have a suffix. Im kara kriyat shema b'chutz aretz u'bat toch zman kriyat shema l'Eretz Yisrael. Im chozer v'yikra. Because of this, since the different mitzvahs have different types of levels, okay, once again, both are daraisas, but they're different types of chiyuvim. He has a suffix. If someone says kriyat shema while he's on the airplane, while he's still over chutz aretz, he arrives in Eretz Yisrael, he has a suffix, should he mekayim the mitzvah again in order that he does this new type of chiyuv that's in Eretz Yisrael? By the way, he has a suffix in both ways. Even if you're going from Eretz Yisrael into chutz aretz, it's also a different type of chiyuv. So he says both, and you'll see Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, when he flew a few times to America, the first thing he did when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael is he put on tefillin in the airport, okay? Because he wanted to be kind of mitzvah tefillin both places, both in chutz aretz, and then this new chiyuv, which is a greater chiyuv, in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, he learns that when he's mistavik, maybe that's the reason why he says. A lot of people say the pshat is when Yaakov Avinu gets to Mitzrayim and he sees Yosef Atzadik, what does he do? He says Kriyat Shema. So everyone says, why do you say Kriyat Shema then? Okay, people have different terutz. One of the terutz of Rav Nevinsel says is because of this inyan. Because he already said Kriyat Shema in Echaim. He said Kriyat Shema or in Chutz Aretz. But he got to in Eretz Yisrael. Now he gets to Chutz Aretz. It's a different chiyuv of Atziach Latziyunim. He has a new chiyuv on himself, and therefore he repeats Kriyat Shema. He says over here, he says Efshar. He doesn't say you're Zvada, he's in Stefakti, he's Mesupak Badavar, but that's his chiddush based on this halach. Okay, so we see over here, once again, the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, doing mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Not only that we are required in more mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, but every mitzvah that one is mekayim over here in Eretz Yisrael, it is on a greater level. By the way, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel says the same thing, exact opposite. Doing an Aveira in a Makom Kadosh is a much worse Aveira than doing an Aveira in a non-Makom Kadosh. So someone's going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he's not really going to follow Torah mitzvahs. So then his cheshbon, is that going to be such a great cheshbon? He's going to get a greater onesh for the averas that he's going to do in Eretz Yisrael than one he's going to do in Chutz Aretz. Someone showed the Bali Tosus, but that was one of the reasons why they said that not to come to Eretz Yisrael, some people, because they didn't know really exactly how to mekayim the mitzvahs tlius ba'aretz correctly. And therefore, that cheshbon was enough reason not to come to Eretz Yisrael. So it goes both ways. The mitzvahs are more kadosh, the averas are much worse here in Eretz Yisrael. So it goes both ways. Living in Eretz Yisrael, doing mitzvahs there versus doing mitzvahs in Chutz Aretz. Then, go like this. Tefillah b'mikdash adifa. The best place to daven then is tefillah in the base of Mikdash. Okay? This is not a heter to go up in Har Bais. He says, b'zman hazeh, hakotel ma'aravi hu makom shechina. Nowadays, the makom shechina, as the Medrash tells us, moved to the kotel ma'aravi. And therefore, that is the best place to daven. Therefore, that is the best place to daven. A, the Shechina is there, and also, since Jews gathered all throughout, since we got to the Kotel back in 1967, it's the greatest place to daven. The most Jews go there, it is the most Makom Kadosh to daven. And then he goes to our halacha. Beit HaKnesses Adif Misnam Bais. Beis Knesses is better than Stam Bais. Kedusha is Beis Medrash. Kedola Mekedusha is Beis Knesses. Kedusha, Beis Medrash, is greater than the Kedusha of Beis Knesses. Then he says, Makom She'oto Adam Lo Meidbo Adif Al Stam Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash where you learn is even greater than a Beis Medrash that you don't learn. So if you have two options, Beis Davin and the place where there you learn. That is one din over here, that the makom where you learn is the best place to daven. Leben yeshiva. Yeshiva hi makom limuda. For a ben yeshiva, his yeshiva, that is makom liban, and therefore he's supposed to daven. Now, this is the controversial part that the guys don't like to hear, but this is what Rav Neven Saul says. Okay, and Rabina didn't pay him to put it in here. He said this himself. Ben yeshiva. Hamikabel mea yeshiva mazon velina, a ben yeshiva who gets food and a place to sleep in his yeshiva. And Rav Neven Saul said to me, even if he pays tuition for these things, he gets his food and lina from the yeshiva. Meshuba l'sidrei yeshiva. He is meshuba. He is required to follow the starim of the yeshiva. Vim holech litpalo b'makom ha'maraviv v'chadom. If someone goes and davens at the kotel ma'araviv u'chadomah or a ramban, or any other place, for sure in his room or any other place, yitakein to have a mitzvah haba b'aveira. It's yitakein that is considered a mitzvah haba b'aveira because he has no rishus to do it, meaning he is meshubad to the starim of the yeshiva, is meshubad to the tefillos of the yeshiva, and therefore if he decides for himself, I'm going to go daven somewhere else, not in the yeshiva, he says yitakein is considered a mitzvah haba b'aveira. Once again, I've spoken to many, many times about this din. Basically, the rule is like this. If the yeshiva gives you permission to daven there, or it's a time where they don't expect you to daven in the yeshiva per se. Let's say it's an out Shabbos, so you're not required to daven in the yeshiva unless they make a mandatory davening. But most times, you're allowed to daven, so you daven somewhere else. This halacha does not apply. If someone gets rishus for the Rosh Yeshiva, or for someone else who has the Christ to give rishus to daven somewhere else, so this halacha does not apply. This is not a din if you don't daven in your makom ulimon, it's a mitzvah of abavir. It's a din that if you are in a yeshiva and you get mazon vilina in the yeshiva, you're required to follow the rules of the yeshiva, and therefore you have to daven in the yeshiva, or else it might be a mitzvah habavavir. Kavachomer to any other breaking of rules, obviously. It's not just a din in davening with the yeshiva, it's all other rules that apply to the yeshiva also. You're required to follow the rules of the yeshiva. Just most times when you're breaking other rules of the yeshiva, you're not mekayim a mitzvah at the same time. You're usually doing other things, kamuvan. Okay, so therefore, that is what Rav Neven Saul has to say over here. Obviously, there's a lot to discuss over here. It's not the time to go into about each different sentence over here. From Moreno Rabbeinu has a lot of amkus to it and can be talked about at length, but I just want to give you over the Rashi Prakin. I want to do one more halacha since we only cover one halacha. Let's do one more halacha, which is also connected to what we just did. And that is back to Simen Tzadi Sif Yotes. He says over here, Yikba makom l'tfilaso shelo yishaneo imlo l'tzarech. One should be koveya a makom for his tefillah, and he should not change his makom kavua in lo l'tzarech. We learn this out from Avram Avinu, who goes back to the same place to daven again, and therefore we learn a makom kavua not only in the same base knesses, but according to Rov Rishonim, even within that base knesses to daven in the same makom, there is a very great relevance to do that. For consistency, that is the makom for you to daven. You have the most yeshiva das, and therefore one should do this there. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it's good enough just to have a set base knesses and not a set makom in the base knesses. He holds the whole inyan of having a set makom is dafka when you're davening in your house and not a base knesset. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Also, not in place of, but also if you're davening in your house, sometimes you have to daven in your house, let's say, one's sick, or whatever might be the reason why one davens in his house, he should set a makom to do so. He says over here in Sikot Nun Tes. Firstly, he says, "Shekein matzino b'Avram Avinu shekavu makom l'tfilaso kidichtiva yashkim Avram aboger el amakom asher amad shav b'nei Hashem." Vegam kishmit palu b'beito yikva makom. If you daven your house, you should be kovei amakom shilo yibalbulu b'nei abayis. He brings one reason in that people come to the shul, they don't know this place. Daven, they might come to Mabalbulim. Therefore, the set place where he knows that he goes ahead and daven, and people will not go ahead and bother. Says the Mechaber, "Vein dai b'mashi yikvalo basic knesset lipalo." It's not good enough just to have a set shul daven. Elagam b'beit knesset shekavu about tzarich shialo makom kavu. You should have a set makom in the shul also. One thing, though, very importantly, guys. Okay, unfortunately, this is, we have a Rav Shul over here, Rav Leibowitz, I'm sure he could tell you that sometimes this gets taken too far. And people think that their makom kavua becomes the own of this place. And therefore what happens is a guest comes in, they sit in the wrong place, and they end up kicking him out of their seat. I'm not exactly sure that that's what the Mechaber meant over here. They should go ahead and kick guests out of your seat. And very, especially since the Mishnah Berurah Paskins over here. In Sivkaton Samach. He says, Makom Kavua, V'toch Dalad Amos Choshim Makom Echad, Diyah Sherlet Samsein. It doesn't mean you get to sit exactly the same place. Within the Dalad Amos, within the 6 to 8 feet, around that Makom, that's all considered your Makom Kavua. So if someone's sitting in your chair, you sit in the one next to it or behind it. You don't have to go ahead and kicking out people out of your seats. You see, unfortunately, sometimes this gets people very upset. Guests come into the show and they get kicked out of one seat, they go to another seat, they get kicked out of that seat. And they end up, that's not a Naim feeling, I believe. Okay, this is my own opinion that a Kodesh Baruch would rather you sit in a different seat than go ahead and kick someone out of their seat in order that you could have your Makom Kavua. That chesed will be more important. I come for today.